It may be 2 days too late, but the census website has finally done what it was supposed to do, stay up and keep working for at least a night. After going live yesterday afternoon, the census website has been accepting forms from Australians right across the country, though at a much reduced rate from census night. But technology experts say problems remain and are making it inaccessible for some users. And then there's the problem of the damage to the Bureau of Statistics' reputation. Will Ockenden reports.
After 2 days of technical disaster and criticism across the nation from the Prime Minister down, the census website is working.
It'd be one of those stupid things in Australian history where the government just completely bit off way more than they can chip.
Are you going to fill it in though?
Not if you don't, because I'm not going to log it. You've got the code.
That's Kate and Ollie, who AM caught up with on census night 2 days ago. On Tuesday night, they tried several times to log into the census, but couldn't.
I'm definitely more kind of worried than I was because, you know, they have just shown how incapable they were.
Yeah, I always intended to fill it out, but after the last couple of days, now I really am second-guessing the system.
Kate says she's lost trust in the Bureau of Statistics over the last few days.
It'll be hard to earn that back, I think, and I think there'll be a lot of people that don't fill it out because of that.
Trust or no trust, the census is back online and taking submissions. In the 8 hours after the system was switched back on yesterday, 341,626 people sent in their digital forms. That's about 11 per second, well below the claimed capacity of 260 per second. It may be that people are worried, but it also may be that after all the downtime, they simply don't know it's again open for business.
I honestly had no intention of rechecking the website because I can't imagine that they're going to be able to enforce fines on people who don't fill it out now. I've got to reconsider filling it in, although I don't really want to.
According to technology experts, technical issues also remain.
It pretty much all lives in one place behind a wall. What they seem to have done is that they've put some holes in the wall to allow you to come in if you're from Australia, and if you're not from Australia, you can't come in.
Justin Warren runs an IT consultancy called Pivot9. He says the geo-block
has had some unintended consequences, unfortunately.
He says one of the issues people seem to be having is with VPNs or virtual private networks. The other issue is with DNS, or the domain name system. It's the part of the internet that translates the www. Domain name to an IP address so the computer can connect to the web server. But because the ABS has geo-blocked international traffic, they also appear to have blocked DNS servers hosted overseas.
The traffic that goes over there can't find the DNS for the census site. As far as your computer is concerned, the census site doesn't exist.
As for fixing that problem, other technology experts AM spoke to say it would be cheap, simple and easy. But the ABS says it's introduced protective security measures that will affect some users. It encourages people who are having problems to seek help on its website, or if possible, try another device.
Will Ockenden.